The High Plains History, I'm Cindy Talley. Today we continue the story of Velma Wankura from Dighton, Kansas. In 1935, Velma and her husband Ted were a young couple expecting their first child. They'd lost their farm ground, their home was destroyed by a tornado, they had 150 cattle in the pasture, but no grass. Ted became creative in finding feed.
So my husband and my brother-in-law, they went out and cut cactus and put it, they filled a water tank full of cactus and used a blowtorch to cut the spines off of those. And the cattle liked those. And then we ran out of that. Then that my husband hauled beet tops from Garden City. At that time, they had a sugar mill in Garden City, and all the land around there was irrigated, and the farmers raised beets, the beet tops, so you could buy them fairly cheap. And he hauled them from Garden City in a big truck. He made a truck just especially for that. And the cattle did really well on that.
Things got worse.
Washington's birthday, the 22nd of February, 1935. It was just 2 weeks before my son was born. And I had a doctor's appointment. We had started to Dighton. That's where the doctor was. And we saw this cloud coming up, and we thought, oh, it's going to rain. Be a bad storm. So we turned around and went back home. And by the time we got back home then, that cloud was there, but it wasn't rain, it was dirt. It was just a huge black cloud that came in from the northwest. And that everything just, it was so much dust, we had to light the lamps and our cattle began to drift away. And that was the first one we had. And in a few days, we had another one and another one.
The cattle simply walked over fence lines covered by dirt and were lost. Some were found curled in gullies smothered. Velma and Ted stuffed rags around the windows to help keep the dust out. There's a new baby to protect.
Our son, Eldon, was born the 5th of March. It just happened that it was a clear day that day. But I had to keep his crib covered over with a damp sheet all the time so he didn't get dust pneumonia.
Ted had to stop hauling beets. It wasn't safe to be out.
My sister and her husband, they got caught in one of those bad dust storms, and their car stalled out. Your car stalled from the dust. And they were close to the home, and there was a fence that ran from the highway to where they lived. And my sister carried the baby, and her husband carried the little boy. And they could see the fence was lighted up with electricity.
My goodness,
and
from the storm.
That's the way they got home. There was a lot of electricity in that dust.
We can't even really imagine what it was like, can
no,
we?
No, you can't. There's no way you can imagine.
I can't conceive it. The story continues next week. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.